Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, it's a high
roll! You take the high roll, and I'll take the down roll, and I'll be in Scotland before you! I'll be on my trail, I'll never meet again, on the bonny, bonny banks of the high roll!
Yeah! Brilliant, lads.
Wow, 60s to go!
Who's excited?
Oh.
Rehearsing again today, but I need to say last year, you were nearly in tears last week, sorry. Last week when we rehearsed, you were nearly in tears.
What was last week?
You said you had a tear in your eye in one of the videos.
I thought
Greg's deal like ran out or something.
No, it was that video VTs.
Didn't say what it was.
Obviously, I'll not say what it is, but it's a big deal, that. Very good.
See some of that, we've got some lovely wee touches, haven't we? Involved in the show. I think it just adds to the...
Genius. Oh, somebody said, mate, I was close to tears last week, eh? Last night on the group chat.
I seen that bit that Paul put there, the girl, and that's amazing. Mm. It's the first time I've seen that bit, and amazing. It's going to be. It's only taken 4 years, but he's got there.
Look how happy he is over there.
Wait,
wait, wait. He's taking his top off.
Why are you unzipping your jeans?
Put your top on,
get back up.
we need to pull you up first, sorry.
Oh!
No. We met your missus last week.
Yeah.
And we went, obviously, I've been for my facial. She told us that you, in the shower, you wash your face with a bar of soap.
What's wrong with that?
Mate, where the fuck are you going for a shower? Berlin, eh?
Same pre-match, he gets it, he's for a ball club, isn't
it? The soup, is that where you wash your face when the shower?
Soap,
what, a bar of Dove?
No, so see like the soap that's got like the scrub on it. Aye. So it's got like the... You know what I'm talking about? Aye, when the wee bits, it's an actual scrub where you...
Exfoliate.
Now, she made it out like you were a pure pleb, mate, that just basically have done that with a bar of soap.
No, it's got like a scrub on it. I tell you what, though. Oh, I can't even say, can I? But the material that I've heard came for that.
Very good.
Brilliant.
Would you wash your face so seriously?
Just water, mate.
So do you not put any on it now?
By the way,
No.
If I was in the shower, you'd wash your hair and then just use...
What, you use the same shampoo to wash your face?
No. Kev, let's flip it. He started it to come for us and he mentioned in the middle, I went for a facial last week.
Yeah.
And he's going to come for us.
And he's asking us about our facial habits. Why are you so shiny all the time? Seriously.
This is my new regime.
It's like, do you get yourself a wee gloss or something before you come out?
A facial? Why are you going for a facial?
Because you want to be glowing, innit? The reason I'm saying it is we've lost Charlie McGrew. He's gone to Tam Courts's dictionary.
Oh,
phoned us after we mentioned the facial on the Coopin show. He phoned us today and he's like, do you go for that facial? That looks good in that. And I was like, he's like, how do you feel? Do you feel rejuvenated? And I was like, I feel alright. Do you feel replenished? And I was like,
oh no.
He's like, mate, I feel alright. And he went, alright. He's like, all right, I'll no fucking cut it with me now.
Jake Tam Courts was next to him when he was on the phone.
See, replenished. Threatening him. I said, he went like that to me. He went, I'm fucking perplexed that you're lacking vocabulary.
Tam Courts.
He said, you're going to get points.
He's standing back with the cue cards with the big ones on it.
He said, you're going to get points at Celtic and Rangers talking like that. So, and then he hung up the phone. So, Charlie McGrew's completely gone, mate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mate. What the? Yeah, by the way, is he talking about that? Any of you seen Bielsa's interview after the Leeds game?
No,
mate, he said crystallised.
Did he?
Swear to God, he said crystallised.
He's catching on, innit?
Honestly,
it's a trend, mate. People are copying Courts. Did you see him yesterday in Parkhead, mate? Not even a bit. He just went, like, chilled out, hair was dry. jacket, mate, he was just chilled on the side, eh?
Where's Tim Courts fae?
He's fae the same place Dick Campbell's fae.
Limit and spar, it.
Limit and spar.
Right, before we start, right, I got sent this story about you. I don't know if it's true, but it's unreal if it's true, right? So you need to say if people taking the piss or it's actually happened, right? All right, mate, can't I grumble at all your content, but if you're looking for something, this is good. We were playing Rangers at Shots, Bonacord, getting pumped 3-0 at half-time. Wee youngie comes in and says, this isn't good enough. If you don't buck up your ideas, new faces will be here on Monday. The bold Slaney pops up, says, can I get first pick on their faces, gaffer?
Pick up on that.
So he says, there'll be new faces in here on Monday. And you say, I swear to God, can I get first pick on their new faces?
I can't remember.
What would you?
I used to always, to be fair, back then, I used to always just like, call my skin as barred.
That's amazing, mate. That's true.
Super.
Right, another amazing Grosvenor sport.
Oh, my days.
Before we get going. Oh, by the way, Steve Bruce has agreed to fart in the dressing room before we before we go in.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
So he's wanted that as happening. He's bought Kev's McGann as well.
He's got the McGann.
Last week, 80 grand he paid for the McGann.
You know why he bought it? Because the windows didn't get
out. That's what he says. He wants
the windows still not working.
Contain the smell.
He paid 3 grand for the motor and 77 for the windows, so.
Superb.
That's some motor, that. Is that the one that took us to the live shows a couple of times?
No, the McGann. I had the scrap of the McGann.
Right, who's going to do the Grosvenor this week?
Sweeney, it's your turn. Come on.
Because they amaze me every week.
I know I did it in the first day, didn't I?
They built the hydro. You said that, innit? Grosvenor built the hydro.
Listen, the Grosvenor sport, the outstanding treble odds offer for new customers that is still running.
Any odds, any bet, any sport.
Any sport. Sign up now. Right now. If you don't sign up now, I just don't know what you're doing, sir. Don't know what you're doing with your life.
Right, on the hydro, 6:30 doors. Everyone asking on Instagram, just tell everyone again that. 6:30 doors, we're on at 8 o'clock. But make sure you get down early because there's going to be all sorts kicking off.
8 to half 8, innit?
I like being in the changing room. I like being in the changing room and I want to hear the full place singing.
What song do you want them singing? The Tint?
Right, Brentford fans.
My new favourite team, Brentford.
Brilliant.
Amazing.
Going boys, not remember that at times, seen
it.
Brilliant.
Mix it up, don't they? They are the St Johnston of English football, Brentford.
Tell you what, they're flying. Fly to get beat off.
Grosvenor are better. Only team to beat them this year.
Do you know I think I might start? I genuinely think I could start getting at the hydro. With emotion.
Why?
Damn it.
Just with the. I don't know. With the
biggest thing you've done in your career, Paul.
What career?
Oh my God! Is he joking?
Clever. It's a stupid question. Ridiculous comment.
Do you know? Read the front page of the papers now.
Obviously, that was a moment out with the career.
Without getting anyway, what can we expect on the night? What do you think? Some of the videos are.
Gotta be wild.
A good time, mate.
Wet and wild.
A good time.
Be gently wet and wild, that's for sure. Yeah. And be careful. That's what I'm saying. No, don't say that.
Maybe a couple of guests that people don't know about as well to expect.
Yes.
Aye. But ultimately, I just want people to come and enjoy it.
It's got a bit of everything. There's obviously a lot of football content. There's a lot of things from stories various like outlets and stuff, some stories.
The thing that you've agreed to do with the Jet is outstanding.
Oh, what?
That'll be the best bit of the night.
The
Hydro's honestly never seen the lights, to be honest.
No.
They've never seen the lights.
No, honestly, I don't think they have. I think it'll be one of the best nights in Scottish history, that. It'll never ever be done again.
What stage of the night do you think you'll start crying at the end?
Not when I first come out.
Oh yeah,
I think it would.
No, there's no chance of that, mate. No. That's the thing though, because we actually did worry about that before the live shows, didn't we, at SWG3. We thought, how's it going to react with the whole Rangers Celtic thing in Glasgow and people supporting their own football clubs, but people just are coming for open goal.
Andy Halliday, brilliant.
Again, say that for the Hydro, though. They're here a good time, man. It's just going to be a right good laugh, isn't it?
I would like you to get booed when you come out.
Probably will, it'd be fair.
I don't.
Will you be booing him when he comes out of here?
Aye, because I need that. Myself, my confidence. I'm that low in confidence at times, I need that to get myself.
Are you sleeping all right in the build up to this hour?
Nah. I'm just too excited, mate, for it.
So what are you doing all right when you're up?
Busy.
You getting your numbers up?
Absolutely.
Many are you on now? Is it in the thousands now?
Thousands, no, 2,000.
Nah, it's not enough for you. How much are rent the gaff?
What did your ma say about all these birds coming in at her house?
No, it's not my ma's house.
Exactly. Is that in your own flat?
Aye. New flat, no.
Aye. Where is that? I picked him up for his new flat.
We're going back there on Sunday.
Oh, what are we taking? Where's the...
I've got a Frank LeBouf in the sanction, haven't I?
He's waiting there, isn't he?
He's there, right? He's on the door, eh? What are you going to wear at the after party?
It's the exact same thing I'm wearing at the show.
Are you and Jet? in the sanctuary?
I was actually going to actually ask the thing is what he's wearing.
Past his bedtime?
What he's wearing for the show. Because
we're all wearing a suit.
I think I need to wear something comfy on the feet.
Mate, I would pay to see just
steaming, still wearing
just
the suit?
Sit in the sanctuary and just watch you and the jet like slow dance each other.
He's not spoken to me. He's spoken to me since you texted him at the SWGC.
Just well not doing any text again, man.
Oh, brilliant.
Should right. Do that. It's good that.
Oh, you're doing man. You're doing man texting. I don't.
That'll be right.
Right, football lads, certainly dropped points again. I hope we didn't. United, how surprised were you?
Very surprised.
Were you?
Aye, very, very
based
surprised.
On their home form this season.
Aye, we've certainly been unbelievable home. And I mean, this, I get Angie's just in the door, people certainly, but so is Cam Courts is just in the door. So, Celtic, there's no disrespect to Dundee United. Celtic have to be beating Dundee United at home.
Yeah.
I mean, Livingston last week as well.
No, but see, before you come, like, come for Celtic, we need to give Dundee United credit.
No, brilliant, no. Aye. Excellent, aye.
What do you think you'd say? They were resolute off the ball while being expansive on it?
Aye, no. They were expansive.
You're doing well with us, he'd be buzzing with you. You could be drafted in.
I'll try to get in with him. Aye, I'm not here, can't you?
Has he been on to you already?
It was after Charlie's chat today, mate, it completely changed my mind. I need to start
brainwashed
up my vocabulary, didn't I?
I told you, mate, he's my... I told you last year, like, Yogi Hughes was my favourite, wasn't he? But now it's TC, mate, love him. I think he's doing some... good things.
Mate, see, they got their pressing in that spot on. You see the amount of times that they nicked the ball off Celtic.
Were they pressing?
Uh-huh. They were, mate. They were really good.
But the
times they sat off it and hit them on the counter, they were honestly Dundee United really impressive yesterday.
Apart from a bad, I would call him a Jetty's miss for 2 yards. So they didn't really have that many clear cut opportunities. Like they
had, I think.
No, like as many as like I'm saying clear cut. That should be a goal. But like Tumble's effort near the end that hit the bar, the other one, the header that hit the bar, I think they hit the bar a few times.
Jota
hit the bar. So they had plenty of opportunities. I think it's like when you're relying on one striker, Kyogo, who's obviously injured, and you're bringing in a guy like a Jetty who couldn't do it last year, he's not doing it this year. It's very, very difficult. And while you're always vulnerable at the back, I think when you asked the question at the beginning, are you surprised? And I can understand Staines' point of view because Celtic's at home, but if we break down Celtic over the course of the season, have they been that good? They've been good in a couple of games at the beginning. Hearts at home, high press. We've not seen that since.
No, but how can you keep a Yeti up front?
I know.
How can you high press with a Yeti up front?
I mean, the old stupid cliche is the press starts from the front and he's no... I don't know what it is. I just think that there's been a bit of mismanagement there in terms of you let Edward go, but you... Yeah, you bring in Kyogo, but even when they brought in Kyogo, they didn't know how Kyogo was going to... It's still a gamble.
Yeah.
He's come over from Japan, whatever, and you're thinking, right, OK, hopefully this kid will hit the ground running, which he did, so that's a bonus. But him being injured, who's coming in? Like, there should have been another backup there, Simon.
They've still got a strong start in 11, haven't they? But you take 2 or 3 injuries at their team, then...
You said the bench, look at the bench.
The bench at the weekend. Wow, it was literally 5-6 defensive players on the bench. Never, and then in a game like that where you might need somebody to come on and try and change the game, speaks volumes that they only made 1 change or 2 changes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes, doesn't it? When you're 1-each at home, you're going to try and chase a game.
He's been so short, hasn't he? In terms of players, bringing players in.
Coming into Celtic, you never expect a club the size of Celtic would have that standard of player either. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no...
Back to the biscuit, 10 days. Why is the guy Mikhailov? What's the reasoning behind that? There's nothing really come out and said. So like somewhere along the line, somebody's been sold short somewhere.
This was always got. I remember three year ago when Rodgers was there, and the standard of player Celtic had was very, very good, and you knew then that majority of that squad were eventually going to leave. So this should have been planned. See Sir Alex. Every year, even when they were winning, he was ready to go again.
Change it.
He would let players go, he'd bring players in. You have to be on the ball. When you're in top, Simon, make it count.
But why, again, talking about players, why is there still no director of football? Why is there still no head of recruitment at the Celtic?
I don't know what's...
Why not? What are they waiting on?
That's just the same chat we've had for the summer.
Gary Holt's because even
see whoever's picking the... I watched James McCarthy yesterday and I actually feel sorry for him because he's been asked to play in a position... If somebody's bought James McCarthy to play in that position, they're not doing their job properly. He's never been a sitter in a three that goes and dictates play.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that plays in a two and goes and gets in people's faces. He's now being asked to go and dictate play. That's not his game. So who's making these decisions? Because Ange's no big James McCarthy, is he? And he's been given a 4-year deal.
I know, 4 years for somebody. What age is James McCarthy?
29. I'm 33, he'll be what, 30?
30, 29, 30.
But the thing is, that the injuries that he's had in the later stages of his career there, like, how did he justify a 4-year deal? It's not his fault because somebody's given him it, but like you say, Simon, you look at the recruitment, you look at the director of football, all these roles. Somebody somewhere higher than anybody else has decided it seems like they don't have the trust in giving a manager that opportunity to bring in everything that he needs. And I just think, is it a case of, like, I don't know what the thinking is behind it. It's as if, like, 10-year-old didn't happen, and it's as if, like, we'll just see if we can get going again. It's like there's no a big effort to make it happen. And I think in time we'll prove that he is a decent manager. But will he get that time if performances like that keep drawing at home and losing the amount of away games that they're losing? I think somebody said they've not won an away game since February.
Valentine's Day, aye.
So, like, you're thinking to yourself, like, managers don't get time at Celtic and Rangers. That's what happens. Like, Steven Gerrard, I say, like, last year, if Steven Gerrard didn't stop 10 in a row or whatever, he would have been on a shiggly peg because it would have been 3-4 years and nothing's changed. Whereas he got it, and Rangers haven't had the greatest of starts of the season, but they're 6 points ahead of Celtic. And the Rangers fans would be the first to admit that, yeah, we're not playing well, but they're 6 points ahead. I just think it's confusing because, yeah, they posted a loss of £11 million for the financial tax year and stuff. But if you think of the money that Celtic's produced over the years by buying players, selling players, they've still got a 60,000 fan base every other week. It can't be that bad.
I think what Sweeney's saying as well is, like, back to Rodgers and our different managers, when they know players are going out, they're already preparing for a like-for-like of who brings in. Like, say, Edward, Ayer, Christie. That's three big players they lost in the summer, but it's three players that have had speculation that they're leaving for the last two years.
We all knew they were going to leave.
But see when you lose the three of them in one window, and what did they bring in for them? 30 million over the course of the three of them? Regardless of how poor Celtic were last year, that was three of arguably their best players. You take maybe Tumbo at the equation for last year, so you then need to try and replace him with like-for-likes that are going to go and push them and progress further this year.
On the manager, right, I'm a big fan of how he wants to play, but I also think as well, at times, see, if you've not got the players like McGregor and Kyogo, you need to change the way you want to play.
Yes.
I get that. When he gets a squad of 20 that play in his sort of style, you stick to that style. But just now, when you're not, maybe you need to go that wee bit more defensive and try and break teams down that way instead of getting hit on the counter every week. Until you've got the players in the door that you want to play that way. Would you agree with that? Or do you think you should still just keep going?
I've always said I think the best managers are the ones that can adapt to the thing. But then again, I think you should pep that when they change. Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't change their style, but I suppose he would then go out and go and get the players. Do you know what I mean? Quickly.
He was never going to. Everybody's talked about Celtic's recruitment, their squad. He was never going to turn it one transfer window. Never. No. And you can still see they're still light in terms of numbers. Never mind anything else. You're talking about quality numbers wise. They're still light.
So they really are.
You know, Edward's going right. So you've got a Yeti who's not done anything really in terms of a Celtic career yet. Maybe he will. So you know you're needing at least two strikers. So you've got Kyogo coming in. That's been done right. So you're hoping, like I said earlier, you're hoping that he does well. Kevin Nisbet's on your door banging goals at Hibs, right? Why not just go and get him? And that way you've got two. So if Kyogo's not there, Nisbet's there, at least Celtic's backups aren't there.
They've got that Jackie Marcus now, to be fair, aren't they?
He's
pulled his calf and he's injured already. And
That's luck though, isn't it?
I guess.
They're pretty short in centre midfield, aren't they?
I can't believe the lack of defenders that they signed in the summer, more than anything, to be honest. Uho Gidi, was it Liam Shaw? Ange never signed them.
No,
Ange wasn't even in the door when they signed, were they? So it's ball and goal started last week at Livy. Where's he came from? There's not even been in a match day squad for about 8 months.
Starfelt, Jananovic, who's a good player.
And Uho Gidi Shaw.
Yeah.
And what about the boy Scales? Is he a left back or?
Centre back, I think.
Is he a centre back?
I think so.
They're going to need to buy a left back. How long are we going to keep you on saying this?
I know. Starfelt, but I understand he possibly could have got a free kick leading up to the potential penalty for the D United because it was he bundled over, but he just looked nervous when that ball came to him. He couldn't get it under control, couldn't get it at his feet. He just looks nervous. And I think, like, at this amount of time, he's going to cost more goals than
But see, even like with the starting team, if you look at Celtic's midfield, your two centre midfielders, either side of McGregor's, Rodic and Turnbull. I watched the game yesterday, never made one tackle. Now, no. See, on the ball, they're brilliant, the two of them, really good. But see, off it, they're not athletic enough. They didn't go and win the ball back.
Yep.
No,
should that be a worry, though, at home to Dundee United?
That, what?
I do agree with you, in certain games, there's maybe no a balance that you want for your two centre midfielders in front of James McCarthy, but at home to Dundee United, they're going to have 80% of
the ball. Uh-huh. But I mean, it's when they get it away. They didn't win it back, mate. Mm-hmm. And that's why they get counter-attacked. Oh,
they're not really centre midfielders.
Dundee United counter-attacked about five or six times in the game, mate.
They're not really centre mids, though, Turnbull.
No, they'd be number 10s, wouldn't they?
What about, what's wrong with James Ford? Is he injured or now?
Injured as well.
Is he, aye?
Yeah. They're missing. I mean, you look at the TV, people think of three Rangers three in the middle of the pitch. Look at Aribo, Kamara, right? Good on the ball, but they're so athletic. They get it back straight away when they lose it. They can run up and down the pitch. You can go
and that seems to be Angie's style.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think the players that are starting in his system suits that style of play. I think they need, honestly, when you look at that starting team and how he wants to play, I think they need six or seven players.
Oh, easy, aye.
Which is a scary thought. Because are you going to get six or seven players in the next window? Or even two windows?
Well, many went out the door in summer. There's a few, no?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the window comes and Celtic are still performing the way they are, and say they're maybe, could be 9, 12, 15 points behind whoever it is at the top of the league. Does the board then say, well, we're not going to win the league, so we'll no really spend too much in the January window. They might just say, we'll wait till the summer.
Mm.
Is there a long-term plan there? Whatever happens, he's got to spend in January, build again in the summer, ready for next. This kind of just keep going on because you get locked in a vicious cycle that's not a win-win situation. But I would agree with Andy, they still need another five, six players.
The thing is, I always think if you're in a transition period as a football club, when a manager comes in, you need to see progress. I think we have seen progress, but no as much as Celtic fans especially would want, because it's like I say, I just think you take two, three key players, Cal McGregor's out, Kyogo's out, arguably two of their main men, James Forrest out, Jackie Mackers, who they've just tried to sign to do, obviously try and score goals for me, take them out of the team. The squad does still look light, does still look short of numbers. And how many signs do they make in the summer? Like 8 or 9?
Yeah.
3 or 4 of them aren't even, they've not been near a squad since the start of the season. So they look as if they were more sort of development signings.
See, on the manager thing, what do you think of that? Should he stick, see if you've not got the players to play that style, should he maybe change? Or should he continue to stick with his style of play even though he's not got the type of player to play?
I still think, I played with managers that are both. And I don't really think that, Celtic fans will not take any joy out of talking about Rangers, but I don't think Steven Gerrard and Michael Beale really change if stuff isn't going well with Rangers. I think they've basically played the same way for 3 years in terms of their shape and their formation, but within games, as a player, there's got to be sort of a game management type mode in your head, whereas if you're playing Betis and you're 2-1 up and there's that 5-10 minute shaky spell, someone that can just put their foot in the ball, calm the game down, and instead of pressing high for the front, maybe just sitting for 5-10 minutes, just trying to see weather or storm, every team needs to do it.
Even if they changed the formation in Dundee United on Saturday, they would still have had 80% possession and still be stuck with the same problems.
But less vulnerable on the counter-attack.
So it's still just that's the way it happens. But like you say, when you play like maybe like a Betis away, then I can understand that because you're playing a different level of quality. But when you're playing Dundee United, your Motherwell's not at home, whether you play 3-5-2 or 3-4-3, whatever it is, you're always going to have that amount of possession and players are going to move into positions regardless. They're not going to try and hope that, or we'll just sit back a bit and let Dundee United come on to us. And that's how I see it. I don't think that, I don't think you can change it.
I don't think your game plans can change, but your philosophy never really changes, does it?
No.
And I always want the Celtic team to be a more possession-based, high-tempo, high-intensity team. But your game plan can still change within that.
Yeah. But the reason that Rangers now didn't concede this type of goals that Celtic do is because they have stuck with this formation for 3 years. Because in the first 18 months, mate, they were conceding similar goals to what Celtic are conceding now at the early stages at Ange. So do you just stick with and say, listen, you're going to get 3 years to get this right?
I don't know, to see the top people talking about them, like, you need to give them time. 100% in that squad, you know what I mean? Like, and that, there has been signs there, like you've been blown away sometimes with the fit where they play, but as we said, if there's a couple of injuries, then it's not going to, the squad's not good enough. So you need to game, but then again, it's you need to win football matches. You can't.
But then what do you do, so Sonny? Do you go to another manager who doesn't like that set of players and wants a whole new set of players?
100%. And as we said, he's come into it probably, he wouldn't believe that
what he's come into, but I mean, the starts, I mean, it's one of the worst starts I think a Celtic manager's ever had in the league. That's it, that you can't do that.
See, I know what gets me quite a lot of the time as well is that people talk, like you mentioned Celtic had 24 shots, 80% possession. They've had that the majority of the games. The best teams in modern football, the best teams in the world, are better out of possession than in possession.
Every single
top team in the world are unbelievable out of possession. Everyone talks about how good Man City's Guardiola are. Mate, they don't concede goals. No. They're the most clean sheets in the Premier League last year.
Watch impressed Chelsea.
Chelsea didn't even look as if they had a chance at the weekend. The best teams in the world are unbelievable out of possession. Yeah. Bayern Munich, PSG even. Do you know why Barcelona are so shit? Because they're horrendous out of possession. Yeah. Still got unbelievable players. They still play the same way.
And as I say, I like Andrew's style, but that's where my worry is about him. Because if I took the Celtic job this year, the first thing, obviously I would never get the Celtic job, but if I did, the first thing that I would worked on is off the ball. Because they've been terrible off the ball for the last year. But they still look exactly the same off the ball as they did last year for
and
me.
And see the 20% that other teams have got in possession, that 20% is what's dropped Celtic points.
Yeah.
Well, the 80% obviously possession that they've had has not been enough.
No.
Okay, should Dundee United have a penalty, yes?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. A penalty, innit?
It's a penalty for me, but refs don't seem to give them a lot.
I know.
See, when you can see it's a barge in the back.
Like it's almost like a shoulder challenge.
But they always, I don't know as if they judge it as if it's a sort of coming together with shoulders, a shoulder challenge. But you know, as a player, if you're running through and goal, somebody barges in your back. Like,
I know.
And then
it's impeding you, isn't
it? And what does me in, mate? That's not a penalty. And then Jamie McCart gets a penalty against him for Hibs against St Johnstone, where a guy leathers a ball off his hand for a yard away.
How's that a penalty? I hate that. I hate the handball rule, and they change it every single year to try and manipulate it and make it a bit more sensible, but it's just never.
Do the refs come in at the start of the season and explain that?
No, not to teams. I don't know if they date maybe people that are players in the PFA, but I say this all the time, right? It's not the refs' fault, it's the rule.
But did you know here there was a stone wall turned down for Hull Saturday as well?
I heard that. I can start Peterhead. Five penalties Peterhead have had against him in five games and then they don't get penalties in the weekend.
I bet that's just barging somebody in the box.
Mate, you need to stop coming for refs on here. It's gone against you.
Have actually been good with refs, by the way?
I know, I thought we were quite tight with
refs. Actually, Pally quite a few of them, I mean. Bobby Martin, our best pal.
Fuchs is a red card as well, against Celtic. Fuchs is a red card on McCarthy.
Yep.
Refs, 5 yards, have you not seen it?
Didn't see it.
It's a red card as well. By the way, Dundee United, Fuchs, what a good player.
He is a good player. So is Harks.
And the ball Levitts came in and made that.
See, the biggest thing for me with Dundee United, and I said this before we played them as well, they are full of energy. Across the pitch, they've got energy. And that's why I always think they do well. Well, so obviously a couple of games they've been battered.
What's a word for energy?
9 times out of 10, they do well against the Old Firm because they make it difficult for them with just energy. Mm. So, like, I always think that out of the majority of SPL teams, they have a goal, whether it's home or away. And it's just doing how hard they work through the team.
Yeah. We took a point off Celtic at Parkhead and took 3 at Rangers at Tannadice. It's not a bad start to the season for Tannadice.
Well done, Andrew. What a shout. Need to say, Kerr Smith, 16-year-old.
Aye.
Looks a good player, centre-back. Really, but I like a bit of when the ball goes wide, mate, he gets tight to people in the box.
No, I didn't do that.
Dying breeding centre-backs.
Well, Dundee United were... were they trying to play it now? At times?
Celtic had so much of the ball and they never really had a chance to play it, mate, but... Just when they won it back, how impressive.
You know what I was saying about the off the ball? See, when I always, like, Celtic's best performance, I think, this season would be the Hearts game at Parkhead, the level of intensity they were trying to get that ball back. How was it that they're able to do it then?
Kyogo.
Well, I know, but even, you're saying Kyogo, right? There's sometimes when he was up the park, even like Rogic was busting a gut to get it back. They were all doing it, not just Kyogo.
No, but Rogic only does it because Kyogo's the one that's directly in front of him. As soon as he sees him sprint there, he's in there. But if he sees Ayeti, he thinks, well, if I'd run there, he's just going to pop the ball in there.
I agree. Maybe personnel, maybe the way Celtic set up. That day, they were unbelievable miles better than us. But I also think it's easier to do it against Hearts because we try and play for the back.
I know, you said that.
I think
before.
A lot of teams, we never really... Maybe had an out ball as much that day, but we still try to be brave and play through the press, but they just smothered us all out of the pitch. It's difficult in a lot of SPL games when the first protocol, Livy away last week, is they just try and turn you. Do you know what I mean? So if you're trying to be proactive, high press for the front, but then the ball's behind you on an arse and it spins up and as a back four, you're running back, you're kicking out for throw-ins.
That's my pet hate in football as well.
Oh, I see that.
At times I see that, mate. Running back and just kick out for a...
I know.
What are you doing?
That's about to go,
yeah, man.
That comes back for being a kid, but getting to coach Ryan.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Tam Courts, what a job he's done. Well done, Thomas.
What a man as well. Right.
Please come on the podcast, all of you.
Yeah, he's my new favourite, isn't he?
Is there any other words that you can describe him?
Nah, not really.
He's actually quite a trendy guy.
Handsome, he's young as well,
he's handsome, man.
He's young. What is he like,
40? He must only be 38, 39, is he? I don't think he's that old, because he was Kiltie Hearts manager, and then he moved to Dundee United as a technical director or something.
Performance analysis performance or something, analysis, I remember seeing him.
Was he the Kiltie Hearts manager?
Yeah, he was Kiltie Hearts manager.
Maybe that's, you know, that's probably been a big learning curve from that. Going into their learning instead of being young man.
He's laid the foundations there for Kiltie.
There you go.
The thrives
flying.
Thomas. Good boy.
Tell you what, Kiltie Grosvenor would be some game. They're flying into Kiltie. My good mate Tomo flying there.
So Tomo taking Kiltie and Tam Courts taking Grosvenor?
Oh
my God.
He's sick.
What a game that would be.
How is Tomo doing?
Doing well, mate.
Are they?
Doing good,
Good on him.
Total legend. Table.
What I like about him, mate, is he's winning every week and he's still on to me all the time. Who can I get in? Who can I?
Brilliant. Does he play?
Oh, Tomo will play, mate.
Aye.
Definitely. I don't think he'd be stupid enough just to play all the time. You'll have a good...
Because at that level, it's difficult, mate, innit?
Do you want to have a 5-minute segment of the Queen's Park Heat game? How do the boys play the weekend?
Because, if I start this week, I'll no stop it.
Right.
No good this week.
We were
2-1 up there flat. We should have been about 5 down at half-time.
You're playing at Firhill?
Firhill, yeah.
How about Queen's Park this year?
No, your mate Bob McHugh was playing as well.
Have been there? I never knew it was... I thought it was yours at home.
How is Queen's Park this year?
Queen's Park are good, mate. What a play. Good players, middle of front.
They've spent a lot of money, though, for that league.
They've got Murray and Paul McHugh up front. They're full-time, mate.
It's a big ask, that.
But next...
No. That's the cards you've been handing me, so deal with it.
That's it, mate. Right, Aberdeen. Another manager under pressure. I think it was Facebook, Aberdeen put someone up and fans were not happy.
No, the Aberdeen fans aren't there. They don't... They're not an easy bunch to please, are they?
No.
But...
Well, they asked for this, didn't they?
Yeah, but
I think if you rewind the tapes, we did predict that they might struggle this year.
But what I would say on their behalf is, as an Aberdeen manager, you cannot go 8 games without a win. 8 in a row. And that's without playing Celtic, Rangers or Hibs. And if they've not played them the last 8, what does that mean? You're going to play them in the next 4, 3. No, but their next games is Celtic away, which... Celtic have obviously got the European game Thursday, no good form, so they might fancy their chances there, depending on how they feel. Then they've got Dundee, Hibs, and then Rangers. So
done your homework, Paul.
They might then struggle. We could be known in a month's time, 12 weeks down the line. 12 games down the line, and they're still not got a win. Yesterday, listen.
Good game.
Really good game. Great advert for Scottish football again. Aberdeen played great, they really did, and that's maybe what Aberdeen fans were asking. As a manager, you can't identify a guy that's...
Exactly, mate. I understand what you're saying about Stephen Glass, but anytime like you said against Tynecastle, I watched Aberdeen yesterday, for the first 15 minutes, Aberdeen were very good, mate.
And I always go back to it, the results might not be happening, but if you can see signs...
That's what something's I was going
to such a short-term view, isn't it?
100%.
And if you're doing the job 3 months, 4 months.
They're a lot better than what the league position suggests, 100%. But Aberdeen fans asked for this. They asked for it last year.
They weren't happy with
Derek McInnes because they weren't playing a certain brand of football, more entertaining style. They've got it, and Stephen Glass is Aberdeen.
She's been a better 10 men.
He should have made a change quicker.
Yeah.
Because St Mirren brought Main on straight away and went 2v2 up top. Yeah. He was going to bring Gallagher on. I think he left it a wee bit too late. He should have had Gallagher on straight away.
The goalkeeper could be better with the winner.
Joe Lewis, I thought he could have kicked the ball at them for the... He's, First goal,
he's fucking
steal again. Yo,
rubber
band. Yo, I was actually kicking
it hard
yesterday, mate.
And then the third goal, I'm thinking he's just committing, tried to be big, but why not just committing?
Punch the ball now.
Just fucking, I don't know. I think he's. And you see the video back, and he's shouting and screaming at everybody else. I'm thinking, wait a minute here. Take a bit of responsibility.
That's a goalie classic, though.
Everybody.
Do you know what I hate, right? Jordan Pickford's the world's worst at it. See when they make a save and the first instinct is just to go up and shout at the back four and the midfield in front of you. I hate that,
mate,
man.
We had a guy at Juzno Davo that played already, Ian Davidson, he was a mate at Dundee.
Great guy,
but funny, mate. See in training, without doubt, you played centre half. Every time a goal went in, he would just go, fucking runners! It's your fucking runners. And I was like, Davo, it's the centre forward that just scored, it's your man. But it was like a pure Tourette, and he was like, fucking runners.
Every goal, mate,
all he'd say, but what a guy. Boy, Gordon Ramsay's boy looks like a right good player.
But I called it months ago.
Obviously, Gordon played the Rangers and that, so you can see where he gets it.
Good player, by the
way. Deliver it, mate. His delivery is spot on.
He's just everything, though. Athleticism as well.
Make me a Bale. There you go.
Bale?
Yeah.
Wow.
Make me a Bale.
Do you know what I like, though? Even like the 3-2 done, ball comes to him 2 minutes ago. Any other young player, maybe just pass it on to somebody else, mate. Goes and tries and gets deep and gets a shot on
the terms goal. Of fullbacks, Paul, young fullbacks in Scottish football, where does he stand?
Nicky Devon, number one, him number two.
Oh, wasn't
who's number Patterson? One?
Nicky Devon.
Wasn't it Patterson?
Nicky.
He's no playing. I can't see players no playing.
But see what your point's spot on, though, about off the ball, because again, Stephen Glass has got Aberdeen playing nice football, but the first goal, Aberdeen off the ball defensively, terrible. Lewis kicks the ball out to somebody. Mate, Ross McCrory's playing left centre back. As soon as that ball goes there, he needs to get in narrow. Bates comes in, he just stands wide. Leaves a free pass and the wee boy going in touch and got a bit. Again, it's what we're talking about. Be as good as you want on the ball, but if you're no good off it, it's hard to win games of football.
I would imagine, and I don't know, but it would be much harder to coach on the ball how to play the rugby after the ball. I think it'd be easier to coach after the ball, no?
Well, I think on the ball there's a certain, you have a certain structure and a philosophy, but there's a freedom in on the ball, isn't it? And managers only going to tell you during the week, right, when you get it right in this spot, you get to this guy, you get to that. There's a freedom when you're on the ball. So I off the ball is more, it's a structure, but it's something it's so basic, innit? But see, if you just drill it every day for weeks and weeks, it's just, it comes second nature when you're on the pitch. Like, everyone talks about, like, Rafa Benitez. Yeah, apparently his attention to detail off the ball is just so basic, but so important that it's just almost born in a way, but it's important.
But surely again,
Roy Hodgson's another one, isn't he? I think he does 90% of his work off
Sean,
the ball.
Sean Dyche, mate.
Surely though, when you are off the ball, like, you must be able to take the initiative yourself as a group of players on the park. When that situation happens with Joe Lewis making the kick, surely that Ross McCrory's first thought is, right, make sure we're in the right positions here just in case they do.
Yeah.
And they smell of danger.
Smell danger. See it. Because when the most gifted footballers in the world and the clever ones, the ones that do well, see things before things happen. That's why they're at the top of their game and when you've got the ball. It's the same off the ball. You're thinking, right, if I was that midfielder, I might try and sit that in. So you think the opposite to them. Just people who just don't want to do their jobs.
I tell you what as well, need to say it. Most underappreciated, undervalued manager in Scottish football is Jim Goodwin.
Jim Goodwin.
What a job he's done at
Sunderland. You know what I noticed with St Mirren's Sunday, Andy, was that they were trying different things. Some of their set plays were different. They did it twice.
Yeah, they work on things.
They're working on things and you can see that. And I'm thinking that's time and detail. And but no, St Mirren, a good result last week. Obviously, they drew with Hibs and then beating Aberdeen at home. You know what I mean? That's four massive points in a week.
See you on... I obviously said we'd have no one in it, right? See, will he be doubting himself now whether to keep playing that way?
No way.
Do you think some managers would, though? If there's pressure...
I played a manager, I don't name them now, but when they tell you you're going to sign for their team, we're going to play like this, we're going to play that, and see, as soon as you lose a couple of games, it's like, nah, just kicking about the
fence. I was going to say the opposite. Mark Warburton, honestly, I still think he's unbelievable and what a job he's doing at QPR, and I used to love that about him. It's like, see, regardless of the pressure he was on for the outside, we would still play the same way, and see, his players, we loved it. That's
because there's a clear plan,
and that's what we
knew. You're not changing 1 week to the next.
The specific players we had, that's what suited us, that's what we were good at.
But was that not a criticism of Warburton when during the game, when, I don't mean game for game, but I mean during the game when things, you weren't creating chances or you needed a goal.
I don't think it was ever creating chances. It was made off the ball. Conceding poor goals and attack hold on to wins. That was probably more what we were poor at, what we kept. But on the ball.
Again, what you were saying at the start, it can be as good as you want on the ball, but if you're not off it, then...
100%. And I think that season, honestly, I'd love to know the exact figures, but it must have been a record for an Old Firm team, the amount of set-piece goals we conceded.
He's probably learning from that now with QPR. He's flying again, isn't he?
Mate, they're absolutely flying. Yeah. But buzzing to see it as well, him and obviously Lee Wallace are down there. And, mate, absolutely flying. I watched them against West Brom on Friday. What a game it was.
Did
you
still
well.
Keep 11 up the park for corners against?
Aye.
Don't, yeah, it was weird when he was saying that.
Goes up. But what a game it was, and they're absolutely flying. I honestly wasn't shocked at all. See Brentford.
How good are they off the ball?
But no, just that. We're talking about like a plan being put in place and a club obviously slowly over time. Mate, Warburton was arguably the start of that Brentford.
Mm. Yeah.
Really,
how did they play?
Aye. done it the, I can't remember if it was League 2 or League 1, got them promoted, had them absolutely flying in the Championship, then obviously ended up going to Rangers. But
what I love about Brentford is, and I don't, is they go direct as well.
Why would you not know if you've got an Ivan Toney in your team?
Defenders hate it.
Exactly, mate.
He must be one of the hardest strikers to play against the Premier League. Yeah. Works so hard.
Who's the wee guy, Runham?
Mbeumo. He's very good, mate. I need to say as well.
Sorry,
Paul, what you said?
Big Ayer was good.
Ayer's done well.
Very good.
I think the back three suits him, mate, when he doesn't need to defend as much.
But did you see the cross with Henderson? Yeah. Jump up, missed the jump, and then Jota's put it in. Needs to get that. He's going back to go to the next level.
Yeah.
I've said that for the
That's why I think he suits playing on a right at a back three. Doesn't need to defend as much as he does in a two. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the manager again's identified the player that suits that back three system, and that's why he's that's why he's a good manager. I need to say Ramirez for Aberdeen changed his game since his Chelsea days. Now a big centre forward.
It's weird that, isn't it?
He's actually decent, by the way.
But again, how good were Aberdeen? How good was Aberdeen's corner for his goal? Brown block. I love that
the
shit.
Block. Man. He can round and see the fair.
I hate that defending. See when you're defending corners as well, and see the block tactics, man. They're so hard to deal with. There's actually nothing you can do as a player. If you're marking somebody and they set up a routine where somebody else just peels off their man and just blocks you, because there's no way you're staying
block's
with your
the
man.
Best, isn't it?
But the worst feeling in the world is before the game, and the manager says, go and look up at the wall for the set pieces, and you see yourself in the box, Martin. That is the worst fucking feeling in the world.
I always prefer Martin. So I'm always Martin. I'd rather Martin.
But mate, I swear to God, see the amount of times where I went up to Hedra and ducked.
Why? In the gap. Ball.
I know.
What are you worried about?
Do you know what? I didn't have a technique to Hedra. I didn't know how to Hedra a ball. It's fucking bad, mate. Genuinely. Like,
would you like it?
I know why you didn't want to Hedra it.
Is it a
whitehead,
isn't there?
Heading is
hard, mate. 100% it is, but I wish when I was a kid, I was a proper player. But what I'm saying is, I wish when I was younger, I maybe had that mere dirty side. I had it in other
hands. Now you've got the dirty side.
But no, listen, I wish my dad took me all the time to play. No, we always played 7 and by, me and my dad, and my bra, 7 and by.
So what, you going to go for 7 goals?
No, so it was 7 and by. Can't remember. So that game was played when my dad was a boy, and a generation brought it into us. So we played that, but I wish we'd maybe went for fucking mere headers and tackles, because I wasn't brave enough.
Imagine him and his dad going up for headers.
I don't think you can coach that. Do you think you can coach that, headers and tackles?
No, but let me say, as a kid, right, I wish somebody'd said, because in a tackle, I was a shitbag in a tackle.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't brave enough. What I would do is the old classic, when the ball went fucking in, and everybody in the crowd think he's up for it today. It's not a coward. And then you go like, you push somebody, that guy's, it's not a coward. I see so many players because I've done it and I can see it. I wish when I was a kid, heaters a great, it's part of the game. I see the best players in the world doing it.
See them now, man.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you must have it. And listen, I'm the most biggest believer. I want, especially this country with young kids, is you need to master the ball, you need to be technically on the ball, you need to be generally so comfortable in that, but of course you do. But if you've not got a fucking other side, you won't succeed. And that's maybe why I fell back a wee bit.
Yeah, but now it's St Johnston, you're flying again.
Fuck me.
See, when you were young boys, do you ever remember doing any training session where you think, like when you're actually working on like a technique that's mental? These I said, see, when I was at Rangers as a young boy, I remember we did an overhead kick session. I swear to God.
We did it as well.
We had a crash mat in the indoor hall.
No.
We had a crash mat in the indoor hall, and a coach stood at the end of the crash mat, and you had to run up and deal with the kicks.
Wow. I've seen that actually.
I swear to God.
That. Indoor?
Aye, in the indoor hall, but there's a big with that now, in a big blue gym crash mat.
24 he was. Warburton, right?
Is that not
defending set pieces with Warburton?
Wow. Get a crash mat.
You can only clear it for your corners against when overhead kick.
Get a crash mat. Is it 14 or something?
See, we did that like under 10s and that, when it was just like the boys' club, and we would do the overhead kicks. Aye. The guy would stand there and he'd just fall back and do
what
an overhead
a waste
kick.
Of time, man.
I know.
Mate, Swindon, the first team, we were bottom of the league. A new manager came in and we fucking practiced back heels for 15 minutes. First session, he's like, right, you've got the ball, we're in a big box, you can only pass it by a back heel. And I'm thinking, we're fucking bottom of the league.
That's a disgrace.
What were back heel in the ball? That was what we done, mate.
Boys.
Managers usually hate back heel, isn't
it? It was when they did the drill that you know, you do two touch drill, the one touch drill. What was the point of the one touch drill?
Honestly, see that one
see, touch. See, two touch and one touch? I don't get it.
I don't.
Is it not making shot? So, listen, I was the biggest.
I get it.
I hated it, but do you know what? It was so in tight areas in the game, you could pop away in certain areas, it would get you.
But just do all in, and they're not taking the right amount of touch, you stop and go.
So it's all in it, it comes to play one touch.
But then it gets unrealistic, mate, because what happens if you've got loads of time on the ball and then you take your first touch and you make an unrealistic decision because you're only on two touches?
Do you know, no joke, I emailed Rodgers about that. I emailed him and said, I can't understand possession in one touch because as a player, as a winger, every single day, I was receiving the ball in one touch, two touch, and a game would never do that.
Exactly.
I think he replied back that it's there has to. He remember he said there has to be always something at the end of it. Why you're doing it? So I don't know.
I always believe that with one touch, two touch, like in a match, you would never have a group playing a match and think, "Oh, I'll do that first time and I'll just do that with two touches." The first touch is always good. You do what you want because if the first touch is shit, then you're fucked. But no, the one touch one used to get me.
Lenny done it.
6v6 in the middle of park, and you only allowed one touch.
Murder ball, mate.
Fucking hell,
murder
man.
Ball.
Remember that side with the Lenny's Friday, all v young. Touch. Fuck me. So it was one touch, two touch, and all.
I didn't get that again. It was like it was no quality to it. One
so you stop the ball and then you're shielding.
And you're shielding.
Shielding
it. What the fuck?
I like that.
You're just playing it. I'm getting it outside. You're not shouting on Lenny to come and try to tackle it. right, Rangers win against Dundee again. Not their best,
but
why is it?
I don't know why they've not kicked on this. I've not shut up for the last 5 minutes.
That's all right. Nah,
Rangers were poor at the weekend, like really poor. But I don't know. It's weird. I still think there's a lot of personnel that are anywhere near their best form. But sorry.
In terms of what Andy on the ball, mostly.
Basic errors, just like something that's not been used to this Rangers team, but fundamentally they're not really creating much. Listen, the goal's brilliant. Unbelievable piece of play, but out with that, basic unforced errors in possession, getting the ball away in poor areas. But actually, even though they've kept a clean sheet, don't look as defensively solid as they have. But I say it all the time, the sign of a good team is when you're not playing well, you pick up results. And we talk about Celtic sort of not being at their best and dropping points. Rangers have arguably not been at their best at any stage this season.
No.
And they're still 6 points at the top of the table. But you're going into Sparta Prague now during the week after obviously losing the first game to Lyon. They can't play that way. They'll not get a result if they play the way they did against Dundee against Sparta Prague.
Yeah.
So Rangers defensively, isn't it about individual errors? It's just lapses of concentration, I think. Like if you think of the that led to the penalty, that's just Goldson no being switched on and allowing that ball to come over. If his body position is better than that, you can totally block the boy running in and that we never got to a penalty. I think it's just lapses of concentration, and that maybe be down to I don't know what it is. It's just they're needing a wee spark somewhere to get them. They're not as fluent as they were.
I tell you what, though, Lundstrom's came under a lot of stick. He was excellent.
Yeah, he was good.
Do you know who?
Do you know who hate Derek Ferguson's been?
Who hates Derek Ferguson? I know a lot of people.
Derek hates the fact that somebody said that he was a box to box, didn't he?
He was it. I've played against him. So
John
Lundstrom?
Yeah, Derek said he hates somebody's told my fed my pack of lies.
Bumping his gums a bit, wasn't it?
So you say,
I say, he's quite box to box.
Yes, I mean, John Lundstrom's been a box to box player. He's full.
But is he no better? Was he no sitting with Dundee?
I think he's sitting. It was
the middle of the three. But
technically, he's beautiful.
See, to be fair, he was that good because he was snapping into challenges and breaking forward and
big boy.
Just doing the simple things. So
did you play against him, Si?
Few times. He went lower league. I think he said about 14 loans, mate. He was at Everton as a kid and he was out on loan, played against him quite a lot. One thing I do like about him is that I've heard that he was drinking in the Sarri bar a couple of weeks ago, so there you go.
Was he?
Makes me think he's a hero.
That's a fact. It's a true story.
Is it? Huh?
That's fucking outstanding.
Sarri bar and Postle. I love that. See, when I hear somebody like that,
I'll tell you what, I know a few other faces over there.
So do I.
But I wouldn't be with him.
But Lundstrom keeping good company, what a guy. As we say, Sparta Prague on Thursday lost to Lee in their opening game. Will they get a positive result here?
No, if they play the way they're playing, you can't do that in Europe. But in fact, the thing they can take confidence for Si is in Europe they've been very good under Gerrard.
But I've said this all season. I said this after the first leg at Malmo. I was like, never seen anything from Malmo to suggest they're better than Rangers. Rangers play the way they can, they'll win. Didn't they play the way they can? I get it, same with Lyon, said the same. Rangers have beat better teams than Lyon in Europe. If they play the way they can, they will. Didn't play the way they can again. So it's, I'm still waiting for, and I think probably every Rangers fan is they're still waiting for Rangers to absolutely blitz a team. Because you feel as if it's coming, to be honest. You feel as if they're going to come out one game and absolutely batter a team and get back to their top level. But it's just not coming. And I don't think it's because they're doing anything fundamentally wrong. I just don't think personnel wise they're in top form. Ryan Kent, Alfredo Morelos. Listen, you could name quite a few, to be fair.
They're not quite there.
Players at our levels right here, or like up here, they've not hit it at all this year.
Morelos' goals have dried up, haven't they?
But I tell you what, one thing I will say is, seeing Europe, he is Leon, I thought he was good.
He's excellent as a centre forward, but remember last year you just said maybe that he's actually doing more work.
Deep lying forward.
Yeah. False nine.
That maybe doesn't have any chances.
What's he just going to keep all the glasses?
I just take it for my curtains. So I put, see, after the shower, I put them in. Let them sit.
Oh, to keep them sit the curtains, right. If you were that centre striker, Kevin, you're asking to drop deep, do all that role, and you were getting a lack of goals, would you hate that?
Why is he asking to drop deep? Is he being told to that, or would you say he's trying
to go deep?
I think he's been told, isn't he?
But I'd be frustrated because there's enough quality in that Rangers team that can create chances like 10 a penny.
Oh, I love that, 10 a penny.
If you're that deep lying centre forward,
10 a penny.
How's he going to get these numbers, the 25, the 30 goals a season? I don't know. Sometimes there's certain games that going to Dens isn't the biggest park in the world. It is quite tight, so I can understand maybe coming deeper to try and get more on the ball. But no, if I were Morelos and the goals that he scored for Rangers over his time with the club, I'd be getting a wee bit frustrated. But
because it's not even like he's missing a lot of chances. He's just not getting a lot of chances.
He's just not getting any chances. And Morelos was always that guy that he might not do a lot for 60, 70 minutes. But when the ball appeared in the box, he was there and he would get a finish off and that would be him. The result would finish Rangers 2, so-and-so nil, Morelos double. You wouldn't talk about...
So-and-so, was that in Europe?
I'm just saying that in general, he was always one that's got the goals and you would never question his performance because he scored the goals. Whereas now, because he's no scoring goals, we're now starting to question, why is he dropping so deep? Can he do a bit more? So
I think
it's been for the best part of the last couple of years where it has seemed as if he's playing a little bit deeper. I think it's been for the benefit of the team. I think in the link-up play, he's been a lot better. His hold-up play, bringing players into play. But I think more than new, it's just the fact that Rangers aren't really creating that many chances for him.
Do you think if Ryan Kent was playing and he was on top of his game, he would do more of that,
100%,
which would allow Morelos to be further forward.
Ryan Kent's him and Hadji, I would say, when they play, are Rangers' most creative forces and their fullbacks. Our fullbacks more for putting balls into the box, but
so that's the problem.
Been at
because they're not at their best, Morelos is having to drop deeper to try and help create more.
Look at the Dundee game, right? They've won the game 1-0. How many clear-cut chances did they actually create?
No.
You could have said that with quite a few games this year. Yep. Motherwell's, in my opinion, is probably the best they've played, especially the first 45 minutes. But there's been a number of games where they've no...
And they still put the same amount of crosses in the box as usually do.
Aye, but quality.
No,
delivery across. Bassey, to be fair, Bassey was one that I spoke about where I thought he started really well and there was a legitimate conversation. Has he done enough to overtake Barisic? And in my opinion, he did. But since he's been given the sort of starting spot... Mm. He's probably not been quite as good at Dundee at the weekend. I thought he wasn't as good as he's been at the start of the season either. But like I said, see if you're not playing well and you're 6 points at the top of the table, knowing that they have got many, many levels to go, it's not a bad situation.
Right, mate, Did
you ask him by the way when you did that interview?
I don't know what to ask him, I forgot.
Fucking
to ask
shat yourself. That's
no,
why
I actually never sat
only, only way up, we also say we're like, we'll ask him.
But the saxophone.
We're just completely blank.
Bottled it.
Well, mate, we're managers, isn't it? We're no wee guys ever see there for a serious
we're football.
We're
for tactics.
Keep that for use to the stupid nonsense.
We're here for
two duds.
We're there to educate managers. We're not there to ask him about the saxophone.
That's poor.
Why would you even think that?
That old jambo's flying.
You could hear the sax, couldn't you?
Mate. They look good, Hearts.
I'd say it's first 45 was one of the best we've played. We were excellent. Excellent.
Just got cramped.
See how poorly Celtic's performing, and obviously Rangers are top of the league and they've not really got going yet. Do you think we talked about it last week, a wee bit of an opportunity for Hibs and Hearts here to cause some noise from now to Christmas?
Obviously, they're causing noise, Hearts. They don't want to be that. That fucking saxophone's blowing.
Next day with the pack is best. best as possible.
Because usually when this happens, it's just usually one team that's in between the pack.
See, the thing for me is...
both Edinburgh teams up there, and I've chucked Motherwell out of the mix. We've actually got three teams potentially that could take points off the Old Firm more so than ever before.
See, for me as well, and I've said this a couple of times, and I shouldn't be looking at it this way, but I'm still frustrated at our start. Like, everyone's talking about how good we've been. I still think Ross County were poor, and that's 2 points dropped. Aberdeen at home, 2 points dropped. Listen, the Hibs game was probably a fair result.
Peachy, peachy, good.
But I still think that
6 points.
I think we've started really well, but I feel as if there's 4 points in there that we probably dropped.
4 to 6 points potentially where you could be sitting.
Aye, 100%.
But I would usually say the reason that it couldn't sustain a title challenge would be the squad and the quality in the squad. Aye. But you look at Hearts' bench on Saturday, bar one. Fuck it, the quality is excellent, man.
Mate, and see, the thing is as well, is like you said, got GMS who at times this year has been flying. He's came out, Barry McKay's came in, Barry McKay.
Oh, Barry McKay, mate.
Barry McKay.
Lovely football player.
He was a joy to watch it. Superb.
He had left back then Canadian band dance, didn't he?
Aye, he did, aye. To be fair.
See, Hearts transfers.
Baz was...
His hair though, Barry. Looks like, remember one of the wee women at that used to buy single fags for the ice cream van?
Single fags. Like
now when a new signing comes in the day, they're like, initiation song. So all the new signs are coming in, they're doing their tunes, and then Barry McKay goes to walk up. And I'm not saying who it was, but somebody just said in the background, "Hi, I'm Miley Cyrus, and I'm here to sing my own song, Wrecking Ball." He's made that bad that man's
did he sing?
There you go. Aye, but did he sing Wrecking Ball? Would he sing it?
You, Robbie, by the way, talking about that, here, can you remember doing that at a club
singing? I mean, it's the worst thing. It's the worst thing in the world. I'm not even saying this as a person saying that. I hate watching it. I think it's so uncomfortable.
That's what I like about it.
It's brilliant though when you get a wee dime with it.
That's one of
the did you do it at Celtic? Or anybody?
I've done it at Celtic. And in fact, Lenny says that I could do Willie McStay impressions because Lenny loved me doing Willie McStay impressions so much that he says, "You don't need to sing if you go up there and do."
Did you do that?
I just swear I went up there and did Willie McStay.
I'd much prefer the cotton balls in the glass.
That Charlie story is brilliant.
That'd be much better.
How that guy's went for that, man. Wonderwall, see if somebody sings Wonderwall, mate, I'll never speak to them. I say to new signers, see if you sing Wonderwall, I'll not speak to
leave
you
the full club, time at the club. Leave the club.
I sang,
me and you will not be pals.
I sang Luther Vandross, never too much.
Oh my love.
Do you know? Absolutely murdered
the kisses from you.
I told a joke about Ross County. It was the worst joke ever, and not one person laughed. So the joke was, would you call a fat laptop? Adele, right? Mate, laugh, right? So I went bright red and shit myself. So I ran up to the room. I've told this story, haven't I?
No.
The one I ran up to the room. But this was right after dinner. So Lenny had a meeting on the game about Inverness right after it. So I was up in my room and Lenny was like, "Some go and get that fucking idiot. We're about to start the meeting." That was the story. And I came in late, but horrible, horrible experience.
So you went upstairs because your joke was shite?
I was that nervous telling it. I started stuttering telling it. And I think the boy, "What the fuck's you doing here?" Nobody laughed. So my first reaction was to fucking just sprinted out
then. It makes sense. Give me fear for getting up at the hydro trying to tell a joke.
No, don't be telling things.
Why have you said that today?
Stop for a 10-word joke.
What did you sing? Did you sing, kid?
I never ever experienced any of these destinations.
Blow my whistle.
Why?
None of the clubs I ever went to had it.
What?
Seriously?
Mick McCarthy, give me a break.
No.
What did Mick McCarthy do when he was singing it?
Coventry, not. Kilmarnock Hearts, definitely not. Rangers, not.
Surprised at the Jet.
No, you thought the Jet would love to hear you scream. Sorry, sing.
No, I've honestly never came across it.
I don't know. That's wild. No.
It's terrible. They've got to stop.
That's pish.
Gary Hooper was the worst. I think Gary Hooper was Joel Edley was as well. I've never seen somebody so nervous in my life, man. I think these guys have played like Joel Edwards at Cardiff year before playing FA. I think it was in the FA Cup final. Couldn't they get up and sing in front of 15 people? That baffled me, mate.
You're right, actually, though, because see after you've done yours, it's the best feeling in the world, innit?
Mate, now you're talking
always
about.
Always go
like,
first.
Now you're talking about like in preparation for the hydro as well. Do you know it's one of the stupidest things in the world, but I couldn't believe how nervous I was in the way to date. Seeing I'd done my B license, my coaching badge last week. We had to do a PowerPoint presentation. Mate, I got up and I was shaking like a shit and dug, and it was the most simple thing in the world. And then I got up in front of 15,000 people.
See, like, when, sometimes, see when I'm in front of a crowd, I feel brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
Aye, but you're a showman,
you're
mate.
Good in front of a
That's
big
when
crowd.
You're at your best.
Yeah.
How when did this
Why could you not get in on a football pitch?
Great question. I could have not.
Why don't you just do drills at the Hydro just to show that you can play in front of a crowd?
Aye.
Or just put
throw
cones.
Balls at us.
Just to, or you can just dribble in and out of cones in there.
You said that to James that time in the button motor.
Where was that?
You take the same for the game. Remember that?
No.
Do you remember that, Paul?
Well, ask him to come to Hydro and dribble in and out of cones.
When did you start introducing PowerPoints into the B license?
So the game now, like, did you need to stand up and say, hi, I'm Andy Halliday?
I can't even remember what it was about. It was about, I don't know, you had to analyse like a specific thing in a game and then do a PowerPoint presentation and go and talk about it. Wow. And it was the most simple thing in the world, and I was fucking shit myself. Talking, literally talking in front of 20 people.
Oh, wait, and talking about what you know,
aye.
So how did it go? Did it go well?
Aye, when I could speak, it was all right, but what, was I started shaking, it was a bit awkward.
Was it like caught dry mouth?
Aye, mate, it was just. No, I talk about like when I drink, I get mad with mouth. It was like I had mad with mouth, whereas I'm aware that I'm speaking, but I'm not speaking properly. Do you know what I mean?
You're a good chanter as well, aren't you?
You think so?
You're a good talker, mate. Uh-huh. Surprised at that.
So I hear.
What's the most disappointed your man does have been with you?
When I started this, when you came on open goal.
What have you got yourself in?
Great question, mate.
They might have
a different answer on Sunday.
Mine's would have been when they had to pick me up for the Port Rory Hotel in Stranraer one Sunday morning.
You shit yourself?
No, if you know Stranraer, the Port Rory Hotel is only for a select few.
Is it?
Aye.
Oh, what? For horsing, like?
No, it's where the jail is.
They
pick me up there one morning. Shambles. I was out in a fancy dress, dressed up as Braveheart, and I fucking strolled out the police station after spending the night in the hotel. Shocking. Dad looked at me as if to say, what a piece of shit.
To be fair, I've got one, but
who was your one phone call? Who was your one phone call?
Gary.
Jim Jeffries.
You got building out there.
What was yours?
Fuck, you couldn't get along that much.
Full story will be Sunday. Full story's coming up. What, the most disappointing mum and dad's meal is? Fuck noise. Scott Allen is back. Oh. Great to see somebody like... Well, I do like watching Scottish football, it is good, but he's one of the select few that gets your arse off your seat and into somebody else's face.
Can they win it?
The league?
Yeah.
Do they look better with Scott Allen in the team, Matt?
I think so.
In terms of what creating their chances?
Yeah. But surely you've got Kevin Nisbet up front. You want Scott Allen playing.
And Boyle, mate. Boyle's the one for me. If you can get Scott Allen on a half turn,
what a shout for St John's to finish third. Wow.
I did say they'd kept the full squad. But never. So
where the shit going?
So you don't we're signing like you.
Where the finishing
here? Top six. St Johnstone, 100% top six. Mm. I'll take a bet with any is right now.
No, I think so, top six. No third though.
No third now.
Have a better sign.
No. By the way, you're talking about
Scott
top
Allen
talk,
he's a wee button, Scott Allen.
Mate, Scotty's.
What was he like as a kid?
I don't know how good Scotty is. What was he like as a kid? Mate, the exact same as he is now. Almost like a bit of a playground player, do you know what I mean? And he still took that through being 29 now. He's just expresses himself, no scared to play the risky pass, and if it pays off, it's unbelievable. And that's so, the fact of the matter is, some managers like it, some managers hate it. And that's, he's done well to get back into the Hibs team. And for me, talent wise, he's one of Hibs' best players, and I don't think there's even a question about it. So I think it's been surprising to even me that he's not been in the team quicker, to be honest. And when he's came back in, I don't think there was any doubt he was going to be like that. I think he's done it throughout his full Hibs career. Anytime he's played, he's been the main man. He's creating chances. It feels like every time he plays for Hibs, he's getting an assist.
You can't have Gogic standing next to Scotty Allen. He can't hear that for the
I'm
guy.
Glad he's able to express himself on the pitch, because seeing he was on here,
Gogic.
He was fucking hopeless, wasn't he?
He's better on the pitch, isn't
he? He's better on the pitch, man. Jeez, oh. Good looking guy, but like you say, he's always had a few health issues, so it's great to see somebody him back playing. And
well put, Kevin.
Hibs have a better team with him playing fit. That's no beat, like you say, getting on the half turn, maybe sitting boiling, making that wee pass through to Nisbet or whatever. But you're saying obviously alongside Gogic, but Gogic is that guy that does the dirty work that would allow Scott Allen to dictate play. So,
Kev, see a message for young kids out there as well, right? That shows how quickly football can change.
Oh, aye.
2 weeks ago, Hibs tried to send Scotty to St Mirren.
So they did.
Yep.
2 weeks later, he's back in the team.
Scotty would not have suited that again.
I don't know.
What do you think? He suits stripes.
Oh, I thought you were.
He's still a player. No, he doesn't suit that strip.
Just shows how quickly football can change, man.
I like the green strip with his green eyes.
Green teeth, right? That's cool.
Last one, Paul Slane's old club, Motherwell. Kevin, Kyle, I'll tell you, I wrote them off at the start of the season, said they'd struggle. So Liam Kelly messaged us straight away saying, I think you're wrong. Which I love, mate.
Brilliant.
Did he?
Loved. Messaged me saying, I think you're wrong. I think we'll do well this year.
Brilliant.
And that's why they are doing well. We've got types like him in the dressing room.
He's great.
Men. How good's the front
top
three?
Top man, top goalie.
Yeah, Tony Watts.
What, Wheeler and Van Veen?
Van Nistelrooy's been different class since he signed. By the way, is that the best Motherwell team that
definitely
they've seen since you were there?
No, even including his team.
Oh, I don't know.
Finally, I think they've...
O'Donnell would have you in... You'd be left wing for that old Motherwell team. Stephen O'Donnell would be right back. Mate, you wouldn't get a kick.
I would start a pitch.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. That's the difference between your Motherwell team and this. None of them cheat. That's why they beat us.
Come on, fuck. Your team would have battered this game. Battered. Fuck me. I have seen signs of them finally letting go of me now this year. For 10 years, they've been stuck in the mud fighting about me.
Stuck in the mud.
Is he going to come back? I'm not coming back. And they've accepted that. Right, do you know what? And I'm really happy
for they've got a fellow Dutchman in to replace you.
I said, I'll let him go. I said, no, you go, you take my place. And it's worked. You can see that they're excited now. But, Tony, what? Sometimes we can talk about tactics, sometimes it just takes something to click in your brain. And I find that Tony Watt's found something, I don't know, and it's brilliant to see. He is playing, I think he's been the best football consistency in his career.
Could he get a Scotland Cup?
I think he deserves so.
Over I think who? He scores more goals, possibly, aye.
Over who?
It's a tough one because we don't have a lot of strikers in Scotland in terms of like the Scotland setup. So we've got Shea Adams, we've got who else have we got in this?
Considine, Gallagher,
Dykes. That's my three main kind of guys. But then we've got like guys in the SPL more about to play. Like if they score goals up here, you will get an opportunity. I do believe that. But is Tony Watt scoring enough goals over the likes of maybe, because like, then you've got like.
But it's not like Motherwell create a lot of chances, no. Kev, is it? Is that they're hard to beat? And
all of it. Burnley's now back in the Sheffield United team. He's started scoring goals again. They've got a couple of guys in League One starting to score goals that are Scottish. Can they? Like, that's how I see it. I think, are they? Could they? Like, I'm saying League One in England, but there's. I don't know. I just think that us as a national team, we can never look our nose up at anybody because we don't have a great. History of Scottish forwards in the past.
It's a lovely boss here, Ricky Lamy, wasn't it? Mate, his goal was actually like his Barcelona goal. Mm-hmm. Saturday. Exact same angle.
But he said that in the summer podcast thing we did at the SWG3. Like, we asked the same question and he says he believes that if he can get more goals, then he put himself in the picture. So good luck to him.
I tell you what, as well.
Loves you.
Hearts Motherwell next week.
Loves you. Mate, he'll just be like that. No, Tony, the game's going to
happen. He can't play him.
I'll be able to distract him for 90 minutes, not a problem.
That was a weird friendship we used to,
just
wasn't
keep
it?
Asking about Morelos, wasn't it?
Strange how well
massive,
we've got
on. Massive game next week between the Jambos.
Saturday?
Motherwell next week, then Rangers at Ibrox the week after.
Oh, that's a good fixture.
And can we also say, right, because we took a lot of stick for Hearts fans last year, we told you, calm down. Hearts will be better in the
Premier League. You're right, Simon, we did.
We got abuse for Hearts fans for sticking up for
Robbie Nielsen because of playing absolute shit.
Right, here we go, by the way, just because you threw me under the bus with the Motherwell one against each other, would your Hearts beat this Hearts?
Oh!
I'm going to tell you right now, we 100% would.
Oh! Wow! Love it, Ken!
Right now, we 1,000,000%
Suter would have you.
Fucking Suter.
Play around you, mate.
Stick him in the pocket and say, here, sleep, son, for 90. We'll see you afterwards.
What was your actual team?
It was...
Skatjo, wow. No, it wasn't Skatjo.
I don't even know his name.
Don't even know the name of his goal. Craig Gordon.
No, it wasn't Craig Gordon. It was... Marion Kelo. We had Zaliukas. We had Paris Wales, we had Susu, we had Scatchell, we had Templeton, we had me with Stephen Elliott. We had the boy in the midfield, Morikawa.
He's some golfer.
Morovic. he was maybe not the greatest footballer in the world, but in terms of a dog stopping things, mate, we were sitting second between Celtic and Rangers at Christmas. So when you get to that
point, you finish?
Come back to me. Obviously, I got injured in the New Year, Dal, we finished fifth.
Mate, we batter that team. Fucking batter
Hearts
that
fan,
team.
Send in.
Let's put this out to the Hearts fans.
Let's get a vote. We can do a vote on Twitter, can't we? Yes.
Wow. We batter that team.
Hearts fans will tell us the truth, won't they?
You can't say back when they finished fifth. Finished fifth.
I know, but there was a better standard back then.
Oh!
They didn't hit each
ding,
other.
Ding, ding, ding,
but
ding.
Didn't they play with journeyman players?
Nah. It's getting a bit tasty now.
I think. I don't know. No, listen, Scatchell's a cult hero at heart, still is. Couple of good players, but nah, I'd fancy this.
Paul, wow. You've got to decide and vote. Who are we done?
One each.
Tight, very tight. No lot in it.
Who finished third and fourth at
you? Who do you think?
Do you know what? I don't
Aberdeen
actually
know. Aberdeen finished up.
To be fair, yeah, Hearts, that year Hearts made an arse of it.
Who's your manager?
Big Jim.
Who was his manager?
We were flying and I genuinely did get injured and then I never played again for 18 months, but he never got somebody in that could play that style because it was he liked that the big man with the three, Elliot, Templeton and Scatchell played off of me. So we always had options, but whereas when I left, we kind of never... And then we went on a horrendous run. Mm.
I tell you what, I like I said, I fancy us, but there's no chance of Hearts fans voting my team. Over that team?
Why not?
That team, though, quite a lot of that team won the Scottish Cup final, didn't they?
I know, but that team never.
No, we never. It was a year and
no,
a half.
No, but quite a few fans, of them players.
Sensible heads on. Better team out of there, too.
Aye. Do you makes me emotional the one you missed
no,
the final?
No, what's Scatch on that? We can't go on what Scatch on that done in the past. What he done that season compared to your team this season? That's what we're going on.
Listen, our season's still early as well.
Aye. I think this Hearts team needs a lot of credit for the fact that they've come up from the first division, the championship, sorry. And a lot of people just thought that they would come up and if they could stay up, then that would be deemed a good season. They've came up and played really well, si, and they're getting better every week. They're bringing, I think Robbie Nielsen was said about it that he was slow in getting signings in, but see the signings he has made, they've been very, very good because they've all performed. They're all right. Like bringing in Barry Mackay just before the recently and in his first game, Andy's telling us, man, the match type performance, brilliant. That's the kind of signings you want. You want guys that come in that are going to hit the ground running. You don't want guys that come in that are, like if you look at the Celtic, they brought in all these guys and hardly any of them started because they're injured or whatever it may be, or they can't rise to the occasion. Next week's
massive.
It'd be brilliant. It's one of my things if I had a special pivot to have two teams playing against each other. But like, do you know what I mean?
Like, no, I would like to see that.
We done an interview.
What other teams would you like?
I can't say his name. It was brilliant. And before the interview, I asked him, "Would you have beat? Can I say, Brendan Rodgers' team?
I think they definitely would.
And he said he would batter them.
Yeah, batter them.
Everybody compares Gerrard's team last year to Walter Smith's. 2008 team or a Walter Smith Rangers team.
Walter Smith's team won
1-0. That's what I said last year.
Yeah. Right, last few bit lads, English Premier League. You're a massive set.
Get him out. Get him out.
Pupid.
Hopeless.
Slaney, you seen that video floating about where Fernandes took the penalty and Ronaldo basically said to him, well done, they're trying to deliberately miss and get him out.
What, get Solskjaer out?
I seen nothing.
Oh, no way.
I didn't see that.
Conspiracy.
Oh.
No, you can't start conspiracies.
Big boy Martinez was on Fernandes. Ronaldo take it.
But he did you not see the clip of him at Copa America during the penalty shootout?
Did he say, man?
Unbelievable.
Love that for him.
He's a character, isn't he?
Solskjaer needs to go.
Yeah, he does. I agree.
We keep talking about it. I'm hearing this about improvement. You've spent nearly £1 billion, and
Mason.
Sorry, there's no style there at all. There's no exciting to watch. Don't play good attacking football. The issue that you've got.
How bad were they, by the way?
Awful.
They were terrible.
Who do you bring in, though?
Conte.
Who would you?
He's been. But listen.
Again, they're not getting off the ball, mate.
I'm with you, Conte.
You've got enough talent that they can go and play on the ball. They need to be better off.
I heard from an Italian source that Inter Milan fans obviously Conte won the league and they love them, but his style is very defensive.
This is a bit successful.
No, but it's two shows.
No, but I've heard from Gary Neville for years. Man United played a certain way. We need that. So, but that's what I'm saying.
Eddie Howe. Howe. Get it. Ange. Free phone.
I'm a you, mate. Conte. Get Conte in a Man U.
Man U are terrible.
How was Davey looking Saturday?
David Martindale.
What's he wearing?
Brand new.
Mate, is that colour a chino, man?
Aye.
Wood chino.
Burton, Topshop, whatever. Stop selling that colour a chino.
Royal Oak chino.
What does that colour a chino go with? Except for brown shoes. And who wants to wear that with brown?
They can't let Martindale get them in.
And navy on top, rubbish. Get it in the bin, man.
Sunday night for the hydro. Fuck it. Just annoy him.
No, you need to wear your cream jacket.
Fuck, get that cream jacket on.
Fuck,
get
that cream jacket on.
Ronaldo take the pens, if you know.
Aye.
Absolutely.
I don't. Aye. Did he even create chances for Ronaldo? Stick the ball in the box and
let him
head it, man.
Can I tell you
Messi is fucking much better than Ronaldo. Much better.
No, he's not.
Agreed.
Messi is a million times better.
No, I never seen it, mate.
Mate, every single one of them just want to get the ball and shoot. They actually do. Do you watch it?
Ronaldo.
Mason Greenwood, that's because
Mason Greenwood, Ronaldo, Bruno Fernandes.
Ronaldo's done that.
They get the ball with 30 yards.
You know why that is though? Because Solskjaer's favourite drill is though, just stand in a line and he stands on
he's
the
good
edge.
At that.
Get pass up, he sets it in the shoot.
Mick Phelan's a goalie, isn't he? Can I ask a quick question before we end? If you had to go back in time right now and go back to this one season in your career, the special time you had, which club, what would it be? Cut, answer, fire up now.
What? Something else first.
If you had to go back in time and you went back to one season that in your career you loved and it was the most special season you had, which team and season would it be? Quick answer, don't
mind. Mine's would have been 2000 when I made my debut. I only played like 3 20-minute appearances as subs, but to actually make your debut in the Premiership at 20. And then experience finishing 7th in the Premiership, that was mine.
Mine's is my first year at Swindon, got to the League One Player Final, best year of my life. Out 3 nights a week, winning every Saturday. Great guys.
Was that the one that finally your arse collapsed?
Arse collapsed.
Was that that one?
But what a party we had after it, mate. The best year of my life.
Was it, mate?
Oh, best year of my life, mate.
But see, honestly, I think like, my first year at Middlesbrough, I think my career could have been so different if I didn't get injured that year.
Aye.
And Stratton didn't get sacked.
Mm. What about you, Paul?
Did you have a full season?
No.
What was your best week? What was the best week you had?
I know my best weekend, but I certainly know that. Scotland 17s was unreal.
That's no professional football.
I was naked in a balcony. Flecky locked us out. Can you get in? All the tourists were walking by. Did I say that?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know.
So what? The wee peanut was on the balcony?
Aye. What have you of the tourists? Anyway, sorry.
But and what, that's what made it a great year?
No, it was just a brilliant time. Maybe you're national. I'm surprised when you said that.
And did you win any games of football?
No, I didn't score a goal.
But just purely for the balcony?
Aye.
That was the start of you being a national icon, wasn't it, mate?
So what was your favourite year? Middlesbrough?
No, I never. Did you say favourite?
Aye, I said favourite. Yeah,
all right. I don't know then. Can't answer that.
No, the best is, and you'll never get it, your youth team. That's the best you'll ever get. When it never.
Our youth team weren't funny at all, mate. No funny characters. Surely your favourite was under Warburton, where you stood up the pitch for corners against. I'm living up corners against.
I'm still playing though, so I can't say.
Last hit.
Best year still to come, mate.
Good, Andrew. I like that. Time will tell, that's your.
Time will tell.
Spurs, bad place at the moment.
Yeah, really disgusting. Bad place.
Why would you keep Nuno, the best defensive manager?
Them and Wolves would be some game
in the
mate, honestly, I hate Wolves.
Telling you now, Skip, Winks and Højbjerg wouldn't take them at Peterhead. We are struggling right now. Mate, see if Nuno phone me, we'll give you the freedom on loan. Nah, we're fine, mate.
Højbjerg's good, mate. Højbjerg's good.
He's dagging him in Redbridge, sent him and killed him, mate.
He's crap. Why have you not mentioned Dele Alli, Kane and Son? Are you just going to slot the three players that are on the...
Harry Winks has got England caps.
Dele Alli's.
Do you know the best part about this show? How shite we are at.
I know, I'm kidding, Harry Winks.
Brilliant.
Mate, Højbjerg's a good player.
I think he's vastly overrated. Mm. Vastly.
Oh, good word. Tam! Vastly! Does Vastly get into Tam's?
No, it's not even. Maybe a near complex enough.
What, Jenny just goes like that with Vastly?
Aye. Fuck that. Vastly? Peasant. What school do you go to? Vastly.
What are Spurs going to do? Because
I don't know, right? But
get relegated.
Do you know what?
Just do it.
Like, again, we're talking about fans being unhappy with Mourinho, like, defensive, don't play an entertaining style of football. They bring in fucking Nuno.
Nuno.
I mean, that's Wolves team. Sorry. The worst Spurs, they've been the worst team in the Premier League. Watch.
Spurs sell Kane. Get fucking Harry Potter into Brighton and start the fucking rebuild.
By the way, that's honestly, Harry
Potter's the man. Yeah.
At least he tries to play attacking
football. They play very good football.
And I think with him, there were a wee bit of cash. I think that in time Spurs.
Mate, they play brilliant football, Brighton.
But you can't hate Billy Reid at Spurs.
No, but
Ian Cathro there.
Ian Cathro to Billy Reid.
Mate. I've been looking on that Premiership with us guy, him at Hearts with the long hair, sitting on the bench. Villa.
Mate, they score some amount of set pieces.
It's him.
He's a set piece.
Right.
Then the diving headers at training, mate.
What is it, man?
Do you think Spurs fans are fucking deluded, though, aren't they? Deluded, mate. Pochettino overachieved.
I know.
Something stinking.
Champions League final, mate. They wanted rhythm.
Mate, look at their team. Honestly, look at their team.
What about the Ryder Cup USA? Bang. See that?
Give us a wee American accent.
Hey, boy.
Hey, I knew it was going to be hey, boy. Hey, boy. Remember, you were a cowboy.
Oh, brilliant, mate.
What about Big Bryce and DeChambeau, man?
Oh, he, what about the first hole yesterday?
First hole,
mate,
and then put it for two.
Shite.
It's so
what are you going to get?
Watch.
A ball hitting flying through the air?
It's class.
They tackling,
I don't know how people can sit down and watch golf for 8 hours.
Mate, see when people put on their Instagram, no moving, watching the golf all day, mate. It's the worst day ever, man.
Yeah, I know. Brilliant. You need to get out of me, boys.
Just the same thing over, you're watching over and over.
You're watching class. People at the top of the game, class technique. Mm-hmm. They do that under pressure.
I only like it when Colin Montgomery does.
That's brilliant. Like
what
that.
Do you make a cop? No, he any specs anymore.
I know, he's got the laser treatment, isn't he?
He looks better with glasses.
No, much better with specs.
Laser treatment, new teeth.
I still think Liverpool win the league.
Might be a good shout.
Man City are brilliant. That performance.
I still think over time, though, I think the lack of signing a striker will mean that they will only get the success
Liverpool
they want.
Looking a bit shaky at the back.
What have they ever tried the wee boy Torres up front? I like him, man.
He played up front a couple of weeks ago, so had it. Typical Pep, no one's seen
him. Put him right back. Just come inside and go and play as a midfielder at right back.
Mate, how much they rotate is scary, though. But to be fair, mate,
he's a genius,
absolutely clamped.
Do you want to say what you said before? Because I think you've argued with it over this point.
I think it was Andy, actually, had a wee discussion with Fergie.
So now you're saying what?
No, I've listened,
you said it. Just say what you said.
I'm going to, since I grew up, when I seen the top teams, and I mean the top teams, they were winning leagues every year, winning European Cups. But when they went away from home, like it was Man United's team, they went away to Liverpool, they went away to these games, they were under the cost, you would maybe get a draw, and it was a great result. I've never seen a manager through his whole career, when he goes away from home in these big games and he has like 60% of the ball, 70% of the ball, they dominate from start to finish, they go and press away high up. I've never seen that in any big team. Barca done it, but that was Pep, obviously. Right. But I've never seen a big team go away from home and dominate.
Let's do a forfeit right now between me and him.
Right.
Liverpool play Man City next week. I'll take Liverpool, you take City.
Where's it at?
I don't know. What's regardless, I'll take Liverpool no matter where.
Wow,
it is.
Wow, right, you want to...
Aye, I'll take City.
And what's the forfeit?
You decide.
Right, well, thank you.
Don't do something.
No, I know something ridiculous. Boys, excellent again. She's at the Hydro!
You take the Hydro, and I'll take the dildo, and I'll be in the Hydro before you. Where me and my true love will never shag again.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.